Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. City Council will hold a hearing this afternoon on the investigation into racist Facebook posts apparently written by Philadelphia police officers. KYW's Cherry Gregg spoke with a coalition of black clergy and activist leaders who met at City Hall yesterday with the mayor and police.
There were more people involved in that Facebook scandal after the internal investigation than was originally reported.
Solomon Jones is part of the Rally for Justice Coalition, a group that includes the Philadelphia NAACP, Power, and other African-American organizations that led protests after the release of racist Facebook posts earlier this summer. They met with Mayor Jim Kenney and Interim Police Commissioner Christine Coulter to discuss next steps for the 70-plus officers that have been disciplined thus far.
There are more officers that are going to be fired than the 13 that were originally named.
The hearing will take place at 1 p.m. in room 400 of Philadelphia City Hall. Delaware is the latest state to align with the American Medical Association, which is urging people to stop vaping. The Delaware Division of Public Health says three people are dealing with lung illnesses that may be connected to vaping. However, they are not confirmed cases at this point. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the latest.
The Delaware Division of Public Health says three people are dealing with lung illnesses that may be connected to vaping, but they're not confirmed cases at this point. Officials are very concerned because of alarming figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Five deaths and 450 people becoming sick, possibly due to vaping in 33 states. So far, there hasn't been one particular substance or product that links all the cases, but in many, officials say people reported vaping THC, which is a marijuana. There are similar symptoms in many of these cases: shortness of breath, chest pain, coughing, maybe stomach issues like nausea or vomiting. In some cases, there's fever, fatigue, or weight loss.
These symptoms, officials say, can develop anywhere from a few days to a few weeks. The arthritis that causes inflammation in your fingers and other joints can also attack your eyes. According to Dr. James Dunn, professor of ophthalmology and a specialist in eye inflammation at Wills Eye Hospital, anyone with arthritis should also be seen frequently by their eye doctor.
The severity of the eye disease varies tremendously. Some are more annoying than anything else, but some of the manifestations are potentially blinding. So the aggressiveness of the treatment depends on the underlying cause, but they are almost always treated. And as with virtually any disease, the sooner the disease is identified, the better the likelihood of treatment.
It's not only the disease that's to blame. He says the medications used to treat the arthritis or other inflammatory diseases can also cause problems with your eyes. If you're looking forward to gazing at that beautiful fall foliage this year, you might want to listen up. Despite store aisles being lined with Halloween candy and decorations, the trees are not quite ready for the change of season yet. KYW's Molly Daly spoke with George Combs, director of horticulture at Mount Cuba Botanical Garden in northern Delaware.
They're kind of doing the same thing now, but it's just they've basically kind of given up for the year a little early just because it's been so dry they can't get the water that they need.
Coombs says it's a way for the tree to protect itself and shouldn't do it any long-term harm. But he says it may throw a wrench in your leaf-peeping plans.
The plants are getting so dry now that I'm afraid we're going to start to lose a lot of leaves early, or they're just not going to be, you know, healthy enough to color up.
The Bright Side, Coombs says you can use the early leaf drop as soil for your garden. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.